Dossier on Demetrius. A document now gathering dust in a silent room.
In his room on the Thames embankment, Gregory Keene turns the next page of The Dossier on Demetrius.
At the time when Hedy Bergner disappeared, the situation in the affair of Demetrius was about this. Peter Ridgway was still in hospital, thought by everyone but us to be dead. Digby Mitchell, Paul Bonnet, and Margaret Ridgway were pretty deeply involved, too deeply for my liking, and we were still after Yachty Blum for murder, but he hadn't been seen for more than a week. We'd learned very little about the expatriate art dealer Max Rubenstein, and Tony Marzotti had been stabbed at the very instant when he was about to betray Demetrius and the gang. And as for Demetrius himself, well, he was as shadowy a figure as ever. And there matters stood when we went over the affair again with Colonel Fentress, my chief. Tony Barker, Cutts. There were four or five of us all together at the embankment.
So now this girl Bergner's disappeared into thin air, isn't it, Keane?
That's about the size of it. I've tackled Margaret Ridgway, who swears it's nothing to do with Mitchell or Paul Bonnet.
And that would appear to leave Demetrius.
Yes, sir.
All right. Now listen, you other chaps. Keane here has turned up something that I think rather odd. Pull that map down, would you, Keane?
Yes, sir.
Well, there we are. An ordinary half-inch-to-the-mile map of metropolitan London. Now then, from time to time since this fellow Demetrius killed Carl Scammell in Berlin and came to London, we've had people followed. People concerned in one way or another with Demetrius. On dozens of occasions, we tailed Yachty Blum before we had the warrant out for him. You know, for the supposed murder of Peter Ridgway. We tailed Tony Marzotti. We were after that taxi chap, George Klein. And if we lost any of these people at all, we always lost them in a certain area. Right, Keane?
That's right, sir.
Now, Keane was looking at the dossier and jotting down the actual spots where these people disappeared and realized that they make a half-mile circle on the map, round about here. Now, just what was it you told me about that, Keane?
Well, sir, I said to myself, is there any address, any name that's come up in this Demetrius affair that we can fit into that circle on the map?
And there was something, eh?
Some time ago, an attempt was made on Hedy Bergner's life. They used a heavy, expensive car. It had been reported stolen about an hour before the actual attempt was made, and it belonged to a certain, have the name here somewhere. Yes, a Dr. Rudolph Martin Bookman, Petunia Road, Hampstead Heath. And if you'll take a look, you chaps, you'll see it's almost in the middle of our circle on the map.
Yes, so it is. Jolly interesting.
So, I think we can draw a pretty strong conclusion. Demetrius is operating from somewhere within that circle.
Any comment? All right. Now, here's what we're doing. Every constable on the beat out that way is being put on his toes. We've several fellows going round the rounds of all the tradesmen with reproductions of our painting of Demetrius. The one we had made from Peter Ridgway's description. Because after the murder of Marzotti, you fellows, something simply has to be done. Now, this Demetrius is no ordinary criminal. He can get people in or out of the country at will. Now, there's a leak somewhere. The chap's in close touch with us. And it has to stop. It has to stop, and we have to find how it is that Demetrius manages to forestall every move we make. So get on with it. We're up against time. That's all.
Thank you, sir.
O'Keane, you stay for a moment, would you?
Very well, sir.
You know, Keane, I don't know if it's occurred to you, old chap, but it's very lucky for you this girl's been seized. You realize that?
No, I can't say that I do. I'd give my right arm to know where she is. And I tell you, Colonel, when I get Demetrius, it's going to be a personal matter. I think we'll call it resisting arrest.
It won't do, old chap. That sort of thing simply does not do.
This time it will do. This thing with Demetrius isn't routine for me anymore. I'm after him.
Oh. Only hope you're in time to help the Bergner girl. Where did she get?
Is that you? Who is that? Well, thank you for the light. Yes, I thought so. What are you going to do with me? Oh, speak, can't you? Are you dumb? How much longer am I going to be kept here? Oh, look, what's this sense of this utterly ridiculous performance? I don't know whether you've taken leave of your senses or whether you think this is amusing. Let me go and I won't say anything. You wound that clock this morning. And you don't have to stand it right in front of my face. Oh, look, just say something. If you don't say something, I'll go crazy. What am I here for? Tell me. Tell me. Oh, tell me, tell me, tell me. I don't want that clock so close to my ear. If something's going to happen in a certain time, get that clock away from me. Oh, please, please. Please, what's the meaning of this? In the entrance to my flats, you tricked me into coming with you. You tricked me. And now I'm here, you'll pay for this. You'll pay for it. Oh, if only you wouldn't just stand there and watch me. If only you'd speak. What do you want me to do? What do you want me to say? I can't stand this. I can't stand it. Something will snap if it goes on much longer. But I know what he wants. He wants me to let something drop, and I mustn't. I have to hang on somehow.
Well, my young friend, you'll be out of this hospital and up and about in a week, or my name is not Paul Bonnet.
It's about time, isn't it?
Haste never pays. When we have you on your feet again, we want the old Peter Ridgeway, because there will be work for us to do. But one of my plans has come adrift.
What plan was that?
I was going to show you alive to Miss Hetty Bergner. The shock could quite well have been enough to make her betray herself. But now she has disappeared. Well, what can we do?
Has she really disappeared?
Gregory Keane burst in upon your sister Margaret like a wild man. So either she has been kidnapped, or she has gone into hiding with Demetrius.
Who the devil would want to kidnap her?
Ask yourself. Who is devoted to Major Keane? Who sees Major Keane ruining himself and his career heading downhill to disgrace because he is blinded with love for Miss Hetty Bergner? Who thinks that the affair might quickly be solved if Miss Bergner could be made to betray herself? Or who says perhaps if he kidnaps her, Demetrius will come out of hiding in desperation? Who?
Well, the only chap I can think of... Why, yes, of course.
Cuts, Tommy, cuts, cuts has Hetty Bergner. And I am asking myself, will it be good thing or bad thing if we interfere?
How will it bring Demetrius out of hiding unless he knows Cuts has Hetty?
What is to prevent Cuts telling him?
But how? Come on, Bonnet, you know all the ins and outs, but how in the world could Cuts get a message to Demetrius?
Through the informer Eustace Manningly, who would tell someone, who would tell someone else, who would in turn tell someone else again, who would tell one of the Poles, who would tell Yotti Blum.
So Cuts is taking him on single-handed, eh? Good for Cuts.
That is my guess, and that is why I am offering my services to Sergeant Cuts tonight.
Oh, if only I could get out of here. Things coming to an end, I can see that, and I'm going to miss it.
Now, do not be impatient. We're still a long way from Demetrius, still a long, long, long way. Well, I must be off.
How do you do, Bonnet? Hello, Ridgeway. Bearing up?
Hello, Keane.
I suppose you two know all about Hetty Bergner.
Yes, we've just been discussing her. It's our guess that she's gone back to Demetrius because she can't keep up the act with you any longer.
Listen, the pair of you, I'm not here to crack jokes. Anyway, it's Bonnet here I've been trying to get hold of.
Oh, you do me an honor, Major.
A few days ago, a fellow came to see me who said he was being blackmailed. He said he couldn't give me any information about his blackmailer unless I guaranteed him political asylum. I told him that was impossible, and off he went.
Political asylum from where?
France. That's why I've come to you. Tell me, Bonnet, have you ever heard of a man named Max Rubenstein?
Never.
Well, here's a photograph we snapped of a man calling himself Max Rubenstein in the street yesterday. Have a good look. It may not be his name at all.
This is supposed to be a Max Rubenstein?
Yes.
It is nothing of the kind. This is A picture of a man I will never forget. His name is Reuben Janis, who is supposed to be dead. And Janis was a Nazi informer, collaborator, a traitor to France, a friend of Levinsky. And it was Levinsky, the Pole, who told me that the treasure had come to England as he lay dying from the knife wound given to him by Yotti Blum.
Bonnie, I think it's about time we had another word with Max Rubenstein. Only this time we'll be calling him Janis. And if he really wants his political asylum, he'd better have something to say. But Monsieur Rubenstein had other business in hand when we arrived at the Rubenstein galleries. And he had a partner, Dumitrius. At least, that's what he thought he had at the time.
Peter Ridgway takes a hand again in the next chapter of this story of suspense, Dossier on Dumitrius.